Our Steve Bird's still a red Cardinal, so that's all I care about.
But you're not a Cardinals fan. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to fucking switch, dude. Get off the Charger, like, flaccid dick, because, I mean, that's really what it is. If a flaccid dick, if a flaccid dick were a team, it'd be the Chargers.
And we're back! Ha-ha!
Oh, God damn it.
Bro, I was right there in front of you!
I know. I'm, like, not even...
I can't even watch it happen!
It's gigantic.
I'm eating, I'm focusing on my fries, I'm talking to Jake's beautiful face, I just wasn't even...
Jake, why are you, like... molesting your weenus in front of us?
Yeah, I know. Looks like he's, like, fondling his elbow.
Yeah, that's your weenus.
Oh.
I think that was not true.
That is absolutely not true. A doctor even said that's just elbow skin. It's not even determined where they came up with the word weenus.
It's just funny. For those who don't know what we are referencing when it comes to the Chargers and the and limp dickness, yesterday that team found the newest way to lose that I've ever seen. This team down by 10 points, 27-17. This is Jake Mom's team now, not mine anymore, not Jake's anymore.
Nope.
Never Jason's.
No.
Jake Mom's.
Jake Mom.
Hi, it's me. It's my team.
So. They throw a Hail Mary pass. First, it goes, it's caught in the end zone. Oh, but it turns out that the receiver pushed off.
Oh.
So then they get another shot.
And then I took it back.
They get a ball down. They get the ball, reception. They get down to the 5-yard line. With the clock running, they're able to get to it. And do they fucking run down to the field and spike the ball so that they stop the clock and they have a couple shots in the end zone?
No, they
run a fucking running play
that gets stopped
with no timeouts. And then time expires and they lose.
You know, I don't know what's worse because I'll be honest, I have no room to talk right now. The Cowboys were holy shit atrociously bad on Thanksgiving. That blocked punt was single-handedly the worst thing I've ever seen us do on a field in about 10 years. And we started Chad Hutchinson, okay? So, yeah. But at the same time, I would almost rather get blown out than lose a game like that.
Oh, God.
Tasty, right?
Your butthole is probably mighty stretched today, Jake. Mighty stretched.
So,
it hurts. It hurts.
Something else interesting happened this weekend that was basically unprecedented in NFL history. Mm. Now, as an NFL team going into a game on Sunday without a true quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
What was the kid's name again, Jake?
Kenton. Yeah, Kendall Hinton.
There we go. So Kendall Hinton had played 22 games at quarterback in college for Vanderbilt and then switched to a wide receiver before leaving college. So that tells you what kind of quarterback.
Just got signed on November 4th to the practice team where all he was doing was playing wide receiver for Denver.
So this week, all three Broncos quarterbacks test positive for COVID.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no time. It was like Friday afternoon. So you have no more practices before the game. You can't sign someone off the street because they'd have to go through a 6-day quarantine.
You can't
trade for anybody.
Yep.
So they had to sign this kid off their practice squad. He started the game at quarterback with zero practice reps. And it was his first NFL game ever.
Jesus.
And the backup, the emergency backup quarterback was Royce Freeman, who is a running back, as you guys hopefully know. So instead of putting Royce Freeman, who's got tons of years of experience in the NFL, they did decide to put in this kid off the practice squad. But I have total respect. They did score 3 points.
Scored a field goal, lost 31-3.
Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't, I got respect for him. You know,
they were playing a pretty decent Saints team.
Very good Saints team, yeah. Yes.
Breaking news. That. Message from David Downs to Jason Roush.
Mm.
Decker's entire family is believed to have contracted COVID. So you can either play the computer or be awarded the win.
I'll take the win.
Sweet.
Oh, don't fuck. I gotta play you next. Or at Washington.
Well, that's shitty.
So anyway, Hinton went 1 for 9, two interceptions. He went about as bad as you would expect, but still, respect to the kid for having the balls to walk out there on an NFL fucking field and play quarterback.
Yeah, there was a few of the plays he got rocked, so like, dude, that takes some fucking balls to be out there in that situation, so
did
yeah.
Did you see the handoff where he like, literally handed it off and then reached back in and took the ball back from the running back? It was...
That was pretty fucking funny, dude. He's like, no, that's mine. I'm getting all I can get out of this. Dumpster.
Back to watch like highlight after highlight because I just couldn't believe what I was watching.
So bad. So bad. But like, and the worst part about it was is I started Derek Carr and he got me 0.6 points.
Dude, Derek Carr has been on fire lately.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad choice to start him, especially against Atlanta. I mean, if I had him, I would have done it.
Yeah, that was a complete...
I mean, Cam really didn't do much better. Cam only got, like, 3.96 points.
Yeah, Cam, I will never start Cam.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm definitely glad I didn't pick up Cam as, like, a backup. Well, I had Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott until Dak went down.
Oh, Dak was a huge loss, dude. Huge loss.
Dude, he was averaging 40 fucking points. Like, three straight games, he got 40 points plus.
See, dude.
I had Carson Wentz and Cam. Mm-hmm. And I started Cam the first week or whatnot because he was projected to do better than Carson.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had that, like, COVID scare, so I had to pick... So I picked up another quarterback because Carson was rated for shit. So I picked up Derek Carr. I just haven't gotten rid of Cam Newton yet.
Hey guys, send some love up to Joe Burrow.
Oh yeah,
we should all send him some love.
All right, guys.
That guy was having a great year.
He
was having a great year.
And I have a friend who's a Bengals fan that I served with, and he actually sounded so excited for once. So I was like, cool, like good for him. And then that happened. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it was nasty.
My nephew's a Bengals fan. His first NFL game was a Cincy Monday night game a few years back.
That's cool.
And he's been a Bengals fan ever since because my brother was stationed there. So.
Nice. Stoney, have we ever known a Bengals fan? I don't think I've ever known a Bengals fan.
I know a few.
But no disrespect.
I know two. That's the military.
Yeah. God fucking damn it.
Well, we got 7 minutes in before we got a knock at the door.
Hello?
What?
There it is.
Because you...
Okay, so...
Sorry about that, guys.
Pardon the child interruption. We're going to get into our media subject of the podcast today, and he told you what we're skipping, right?
What are we skipping?
Hold on. Sorry, guys. We didn't do, like, a pre-show. Too hicky fucking...
Sorry, Jake had work and then other things happened.
I've seen that one.
Okay, so anyway, our media subject...
I saw this thing real quick, sorry, where this lady, she was doing like that public nudity thing. So she opens her blouse, pulls up her skirts, and squats in the middle of a carnival and starts peeing. This old lady comes up, kicks her right in the pussy. It was fucking hilarious, dude. Like this old lady with orthotics. She had like orthotic shoes. Just comes up, kicks her right in the pussy, dude, for doing that.
The funniest part of that is that we paused, Jake, while we were telling all of those poop stories. So that wasn't on the podcast. And then I unpause and you immediately go into a completely out of context story about a woman pissing at a fucking carnival.
That's great.
Which is why Jake's losing it right now. There's no segue for the fucking people listening.
Oh my god. Oh my god, it hurts. Oh my god.
That was beautiful though, Jake. Well done. Well done, Jake Mom. I love it.
I love you so much.
Glad to be here.
We also have to thank you for sharing.
Part of it.
Oh,
having a great time.
So bad.
Okay.
Oh,
our media story, our main story for this week, is Harry Styles, Candace Owens, and Ben Shapiro.
Oh, we just... Okay. I thought we were going to talk about the big elephant in the room, politic-wise.
Well, I mean, conservatives will find anything to complain about, and if it's not currently finger quotes as hard as I fucking can, rigged election.
Yep. Hardest! I mean...
I'm breaking my goddamn fingers! What is this?
I think I just gave my knuckles arthritis.
All right. So, Harry Styles. Harry Styles is a man swimming in vagina.
I don't know who he is. I have no idea who he is.
He's a fucking pop star.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I mean, I don't care. I'm just...
Yeah, so, he was on Vogue. He was in Vogue wearing a dress.
Yeah, I saw the cover.
And actually...
Kind of killed it.
It doesn't look bad on him. And Ben Shapiro was one of the people attacking him. And it's like, Ben... The man in the dress looks more masculine than you do any given time during the day.
Or night. Or just in general.
And also, like, with as far as it goes with fucking Ben Shapiro, man, don't worry about the guy in the dress who's swimming in pussy while you can't figure out why your wife's won't get wet.
Yeah, not to mention, dude, you are literally one of the tiniest men I've ever seen, and you want to talk about masculinity?
But here's...
That's just little dog syndrome, dude.
Here's the one that got me. Here's what Candace Owens had to say about it. I know, your guy's favorite woman.
The token black chick? I love the conservative token.
She said, there is no society that can survive without strong men. The East knows this. In the West, the steady feminization of our men at the same time that the Marxism is being taught in our to our children is not a coincidence. It's an outright attack. Bring back manly men.
First and foremost,
East.
One more thing with Candace Owens. Also, Candace Owens. Sorry, Owens. I've seen your husband. What the fuck are you talking about, lady?
Oh, see, okay, so you totally segue for me.
There's plenty of photographs of Candace Owens wearing pants.
There's also
so why
that.
Is she reappropriating men's clothing? Anyway.
She wants to talk about manly men. Well, then apparently Candace Owens is a lesbian because her wife looks like a chick. Like, I'm just saying.
Also, when she says the East knows this, all right, so East from us, the Middle East, they wear robes. Long, flowing robes.
I've been to a few of those countries. Candace Owens, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
In Japan, they wear kimonos. I mean, not as much as, but like, that's like their dress up.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are you talking about? In fucking... Go fucking tell a Scotsman in a kilt that he's not manly.
Exactly.
The difference between a kilt and a dress, you don't wear underwear in a kilt.
Yeah, so... Yeah. I mean, also, when I wear a dress, I don't wear underwear, but that's a whole different
story. That's a whole different story.
That's preference.
And also, I don't give two shits. You know, just like Harry Styles wants to wear a dress, and just like Muslim women, if they want to wear a...
Hijab
is just their headdress, and niqab is when they're covered.
Okay,
I probably said it wrong. I apologize, but they want to wear that. That's their fucking prerogative. I don't give a shit what someone wants to put on their body.
All right, I want our one conservative voice here, and I want to know what he thinks about this. Jake, mom,
I just fucking think that. She's an idiot.
What does it matter if this guy's wearing a dress in a fucking photo shoot?
It doesn't. That's the thing I'm saying, dude. I'm conservative to an extent, but going back to Trump and shit, just fucking concede, dude. You fucking lost. It's over.
It's gotta be embarrassing at this point.
I'm so tired.
So embarrassing.
It is, dude. It's to the point where, you know, we're looking like, well, some of the, I'm not super, super conservative. There's points that
I would almost describe you as libertarian because you do have some liberal policies that you back.
I could go that way, but I did vote for Trump, and now
not this election.
But last election I did.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just becoming to the point to where he's making all Republicans, conservatives, whatever you want to say, look fucking bad. Absolutely. And now this chick fucking saying this shit. It's like, dude, we're in a progressive time in the world. If he
yeah,
wants
it's not
to
even
be,
just the country, it's the world.
Wear a
that's
fucking
kind of...
dress. Yeah, this is just the world. You know, if he wants to wear a dress and he looks good doing it, Fucking let him do it, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Shit. The MLB has their first female GM.
Well, not even just that. It doesn't affect your life. Why the fuck do you care?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Like, Candace Owens, are you literally trying to... I think what it is, she's legitimately worried that her husband will become more feminine because of Harry Styles. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Or maybe because her husband wants to fuck Harry Styles. I don't know. Good for him if he wants to. I mean, Harry Styles, objectively, is not a bad looking man.
If you want a manly man, go for a manly man. If you want a feminine guy, go for a feminine guy. If you want a bi guy, go for bi.
Yeah, there's over 7 billion people on the planet.
It's not affecting you at all.
It's over 7.5 billion people on this planet, and, like, you care about one dude in a fucking dress. Okay.
Right. It's like, come on, dude.
No, I agree. When I saw that, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this is like the WAP thing all over again. This is their new fucking thing to complain about.
I just found out what that meant 2 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, you don't listen to rap, so, I mean, it's not like you're going to come across that.
Yes, but were you in the same camp as Ben Shapiro and unaware that vaginas secrete moisture?
I do like Ben Shapiro, which we've talked about, but I knew that they do secrete moisture and they do get wet.
This is good. I'm pretty glad Crystal was probably happy about that, too.
You have a greater understanding of the anatomy of a woman than Ben Shapiro.
Yes.
I went to 7th grade, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember the anatomy
lesson. Ben Shapiro looks like he hasn't reached 7th grade yet.
This is true.
Like, he is very well
educated. Like, his balls haven't dropped yet.
But saying that, it's like, did you not go to sex ed?
Yeah, it's... It just blew my mind, like, how, like, in the amount of conservatives I saw just jumping in the pool, and it's like, you guys really just don't have anything going on in your life that diverts your attention to something that just fucking matters. Like, people are not being able to pay their fucking rent, but you guys give a shit about a dude in a dress.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like there's other way more important things to worry about here.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. And, you know, reverting back to what you said on Trump, it's absolutely fucking embarrassing, especially, you know, Marine veteran here, Navy veteran here. Some of those votes that came in late were the motherfuckers overseas deployed, because I know how long my vote took to get back when I was fucking deployed, when I voted for Obama.
But I'll even say something, dude, that you guys wouldn't expect. The thing is, dude, is none of these votes would have mattered.
No, there's not enough.
I mean, even if they were on time, all votes matter, don't get me wrong. But they wouldn't have won it for him.
No,
he
they
was
wouldn't
too far behind.
No, he lost substantially. Like, 10,500 votes is not a small number.
I mean, if you were looking at you know, 100 votes or 300 votes or something like that, then I get it.
Well, if you look at Bush, if you look at Bush and Gore in Dayton County, Dade County. 537 votes. Now, granted, that is still disputed to this day, and that whole case is a whole nother topic. Right. But that they have more Gore had at least some legitimacy to contest.
Yes.
Trump has none.
Yes, I agree. And I know that you guys have been Trump haters from day one. I get that. But
It's not about hating Trump. I would hate any fucking person that acted as he does in that position.
No. But what I'm saying, bro, is I know that you're glad that he's gone. That's what they want.
Yeah, but I'm already shitting on Joe Biden because I fucking don't like a single one of his cabinet picks.
I know, but the thing is like I said, for somebody who voted for him 4 years ago, for him to sit here and make a mockery and say that our justice system, our judicial system is bullshit because he's not going to win because they find that there's. It's already been recounted, and it's good.
No,
for him to still not concede and just be done with it, the government actually stepped in and said, dude, his cabinet member stepped in and said, dude, you lost. It's time to start getting ready to transition.
And the thing that's also, it just happened, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I just showed it to Jake O. Trump goes on Fox News and literally accuses the FBI and the Department of Justice of helping rig the election against him. I was Christ. even Maria Bartiromo or whatever that chick's name is, she even goes, her eyes go, wait, what the fuck? Like, you could see it in her face. She goes, wait, what the fuck?
Like, well, what in the hell?
Like, what the hell just came out of your mouth, man? Like, it was not the, holy shit, you just dropped a bombshell. It was the, what the fuck did you just say? With no proof.
Super sad.
And that just tells me that right there told me the Southern District of New York absolutely has something on him. Because just like Al Capone, follow the fucking money.
Oof.
I mean, it's just I still don't think Trump will serve jail time. I think his children will. But, because Trump will get pardoned. But,
by himself.
No, I think he might try that. That will absolutely solidify his guilt if he does that.
So wait, you think Biden's going to pardon Trump?
Ford pardoned Nixon. Granted, same party, I understand that, but Biden's already kind of like said some things that make me think he would do it just because he's trying to heal the country. But that's the thing.
That heals the country.
It will tear the country apart if he fucking pardons him. Because presidents need to be held to
Trump can get pardoned. And I heard this, I don't know if it's true, but he can actually quit the White House before he's due to be taken, taken by Biden. He can actually quit the White House, give it to Pence. Pence can actually turn around, take the presidency.
And pardon him, yes.
And pardon Trump, and then Pence can leave the White House.
Yes. Legally, technically, that is most likely, if I had to nail something where it's going, that's probably possibly where it's going. Especially the amount of shit that Trump is, like you said, what he just accused the FBI and the DOJ of. I mean, you don't come out and say some shit like that on national television, being the president of the United States, without some semblance of proof.
Right. Unless you're Donald J. Trump.
Unless you're Trump, of course. But, the same thing as Trump's issues have been sown for a while because the media helped Bush get his bullshit over. And so now half the country doesn't trust the media because of Bush. And then Obama's issues and the media. And then now we're into Trump, and it's just a clusterfuck. It's a real big clusterfuck.
Clustercuck. By the way, Joe Biden sustained hairline fractures in his foot while playing with his dog Major yesterday. So obviously the man is not fit to be president. Anyway.
Yeah, they're all going crazy over that. I saw that too. I'm like, really?
Also,
not fit to be president.
Also, rest in peace.
Because an
80-year-old
man playing with his dog,
he
cannot fracture an ankle. That is unacceptable.
Trisha Paytas isn't dead.
No, she's not dead.
So why is it?
I'm pretty sure he has osteoporosis. Pretty sure he didn't drink his milk or take his calcium pills that day.
Also, my dad mentioned about Joe Biden dying and it all being Harris the reason. Like, he didn't vote for Biden because he doesn't want to vote for Harris. It's like, honestly, I don't like her. I don't like her track record. And I don't think she was a senator long enough. That said, I'll take her fucking ass over Trump any day of the week.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like I said, if Obama was really that bad, the Republicans owned the Senate and the House at one point. They could have fucking impeached and convicted him. So fuck that bullshit. Like, but...
Yeah, that is true. Obama did have a lame duck presidency for a while.
Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of his shit didn't pass. A lot of people fucking forget that. They don't... I mean, and I'm a big Obama critic. And I'd be like, I can't shit on him all completely. Because he was obstructed at every fucking chance the Republicans got. And it wasn't even just about policy. Because even Obama's come out and said that, they would tell him in private they do agree with him. But they can't vote with him in public because they'll get killed. And so that's where we're at now. It's not about policy that's actually good for the country. But you know what? That's a good thing about Trump. He's brought all that shit out. He's brought people paying more attention. I've had more of these like social discourse discussions in the last 4 years than I've had the entire time I've been voting. So I mean, at least that's happening.
There's a lot of windows that have been opened that were shut and wiped under the rug for a long time.
Oh, not even windows, man. It's bay doors. It's
sure, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's still brought to light.
Floodgates, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bad when Kyle Rittenhouse gets bailed out of fucking jail because of propaganda.
By Ricky Snowden.
I couldn't fucking believe that. To bail that motherfucker out. A guy kills two people, and the conservatives are like, oh no, we need to bail him out. He's a fucking hero. Jesus fucking Christ. Like, then what's the point of having the National Guard then if citizens can just arm the fuck up, go out and do whatever the fuck they want? It's fucking insanity. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can talk. You want to talk about Belle Delphine's? I mean, do you think she's
exactly
trolling?
Where I was gonna go next.
Oh, well, I mean,
you're usually the one who steers us, Matt. This is like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had somewhere I was gonna go.
No, no, we can sidetrack that because that was just something popped in my head.
Oh.
Yeah. You kind of like derailed us on politics.
It's okay. I mean, that got us 25 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm over that shit.
And we were talking, I feel like since we took politics out of MPN, it sort of derailed it.
I agree, honestly, like, because it was like, we had our, like, heavy shit, like, the serious shit, and then we started on high note, we hit the serious low notes, and then we ended on a high note, and it flowed. Now it's like, oh, it's all high notes, and that kind of gets, like, tiresome after a while, you know?
No, and like I was saying, you know, we got real-world historical shit happening right
True.
Now that we kind of got to talk about.
Actually living in history.
That being said, Belle Delphine.
Yes.
Belle
Delphine. I mean, that's historic, right? Because the simps are going fucking crazy. I was looking at Twitter, and they're going ballistic.
I mean...
Ape shit!
You've honestly been the most excited about
it. I am pretty excited.
Seen. So, I mean,
I am.
Are you...
I'm not saying I'm any better. I'm not even trying to argue that I'm not.
Are you...
You're
not letting me ask the question.
Sorry.
Are you a simp?
No, because I'm not about being, like, degraded like that.
No, I don't think that's...
Isn't that what a simp is?
No, simping is like you fucking... You're paying for her fucking internet content.
Oh, no. Never send her a penny. Never send her a penny. No. I mean, I have openly masturbated to her, of course, but...
there it is.
You know, I mean, I don't know many guys I know that haven't, so...
And this is why I didn't want to go in.
But no.
Anyway. Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah. I think I kind of do agree with you after you mentioned the trolling thing. I think she probably is, realistically. I mean... Didn't she make a shitload of OnlyFans trolling, or did it really fuck her? I don't remember.
What?
When she trolled the last time on OnlyFans, did it like...
No, she didn't troll on OnlyFans.
Oh,
she said she was making her debut on Pornhub.
That's what it was.
And it was videos like, Belle Delphine plays with her pussy, and then she's like playing with a stuffed cat.
Oh yeah, I remember that shit.
And that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
So I was thinking earlier, I want there to be another, like, because there's different voices you can pick for Alexa and shit, right? I want rude / passive aggressive Alexa.
I want Samuel L. Jackson Alexa.
I like the idea of the rude Alexa. You're like, Alexa, lamp one on. And then Alexa goes, why don't you get off your ass and turn lamp one on yourself, you fat fuck.
And then flips the light on.
And then flips the light on and off again.
Okay, I wouldn't mind that. Being trolled by like a
computer
would be funny.
Or like, Alexa, play Backstreet Boys. And then Alexa goes, no.
What are you, gay?
Pick something good.
Right. I do not have recollection of that. That is horrible.
Or you go, Alexa, and it, or okay, Google, and then it comes on and it goes, what?
What do you want? I'm sleeping.
The fuck you want?
This better be good.
The fuck you want?
Yeah, see, I don't know, like, I've never really been keen on the whole Alexa thing. I mean, I know I have my iPhone, I know about the GPS and all the other bullshit, I don't know. There's something about, like, that and Amazon's access to it that kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Well, you know, it lives
more
the
so...
voice TV.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it still just weirds me out.
It lives in the boys' TV.
But, you know, I mean... Maybe, you know, that's where a sentient AI is going to come from. We're all going to die, and this is the Matrix. We're already here. I don't know.
We're here. Oh.
What we got going on?
Texans wide receiver Will Fuller announced on Instagram that he has been suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's performance enhancing. What?
For PED.
Okay, but.
Motherfucker just.
Jake, don't cut off the end of my fucking sentence.
With the shit he's about to say.
With what I'm about to fucking say. We're on the podcast, you asshole.
You know who else fucking does that, Jake?
I thought we were paused, guys. I swear to God, I did. I apologize.
You know who else does that, Jake?
My bad.
My kids.
I swear to God, I can't take him anywhere.
I can't take you anywhere, Jake.
My bad. I will leave. I apologize. I'm leaving. Bye.
We love you, Jake.
Don't go anywhere.
Love you.
Okay, why is Diet Coke trending on Twitter?
I don't know. That's a weird one. There's been some weird shit trending on Twitter lately, and I can't figure out what the fuck's going on.
People who live outside of New York City and don't have bodegas, where do you go to buy 2 Diet Cokes, a roll of paper towels, and oh, also, let me get some peanut butter M&M's since we're here, why not? It's called a liquor store.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's called a liquor store. Or 7-Eleven. Like, really? I mean, that's where, if I need that shit, 7-Eleven, Smart and Vinyl. I don't know. Maybe I'm in my 30s and that's just where I go. I'm not looking for a hip fucking place to go buy essentials that I need for my goddamn house. I'm looking for the essentials that I can get at the best price. It's wherever the fuck that's at.
Now, I quote tweeted that and said, who needs the Quickie Mart? Who needs the Quickie Mart? Their floors are sticky, Mart.
At least it's not a whatty fart. That didn't work. See, that's why I'm not a rapper, man. I can't. That's why Lil Dicky's amazing.
Kind of worked.
That kind of did.
Kind of worked. So. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, I didn't exactly tell Jake that we started again.
Oh, we didn't. That's true.
And Jaco isn't here.
He's smoking.
Oh, God.
Which will take like 10 years.
What now?
I appreciate you saying that, Sony. I did get screamed at pretty aggressively right there.
Oh, I mean, that's for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that's not even remotely because there's a hint of anger in my voice towards you, Jake. I don't think you ever actually pissed me off. Like, not even, like...
I don't
think
so.
Nah. You never even, like, a legit made me mad.
You pissed me off.
Well, I mean, he's known you
for... Matt, we don't care about you. I just care about Jason.
I know I can be quick to anger sometimes. It's just I have to really care about it. But there's also times that, like, it takes a lot to really set me off. So, I mean, it really just depends.
No, it doesn't.
It depends on what it is in the person. It really, really, really does. Because there's, you know, my kids will trigger me, like, in 3 seconds flat. Whereas my ex-wife, these days, there's no way in hell that woman could do anything to get a goat out of me. I'd laugh at her before that happens. So, I mean, it really, really depends on the person.
And we have history, so I should get a pass before I piss you off.
Yeah, you're also just kind of a really likable person, so it's kind of hard to...
Except for Matt. Matt loves getting mad at me and yelling at me all the time.
Well,
he degrades me. Like, when we're not on the podcast, he's so mean to me, like, all the time, guys. He's, like, such a jerk.
Well, I think they call that Stockholm Syndrome if you keep coming back for more.
Are you done lying to him?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm done lying.
Yes.
That is the can of the bullshitty.
There were some fights on Saturday.
Oh, man. Thank you, Snoop Dogg. You are fucking, like, I love you, Snoop Dogg. Like, that was amazing. That part, anyways.
Yeah, Snoop seemed like the big winner. Nate Robinson got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, man. I mean, just slept in the next fucking week. I'm glad he's okay. That's why I'm perfectly fine clowning on him right now a little bit.
99, Nate. And then the next day, Paul was wearing a jersey.
Well, dude, it's not even that. It's like, I'm sorry. I know Paul's his brand, and he's just about getting people pissed off and also appealing to his fans. Like, I get his whole shtick. It's not hard to figure him out. My thing is, like, dude, you're bragging about beating a retired NBA player with no, like, boxing experience, why don't you box like hell? I don't know, just an amateur fucking boxer. Then maybe I will, like, care about you winning. But you knocking Nate Robinson the fuck out? Like, nothing. That does nothing. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think he can. He looks like he looked like he clearly can box. Yeah, I mean, he clearly has been training. So it's like, why don't you box somebody who?
No, I mean the guy's definitely athletic.
Yeah.
He's huge. He's in really good shape, dude. I mean, that was like, fuck.
Well, and now he says he wants Conor McGregor next, and I'm like, oh, for the love of God, please.
Oh, that's
please.
Gonna be fun. That's
Let
gonna
that
be a great
happen.
Time.
Dude, see, McGregor, if McGregor sees a lot of money in it, he would do it, but. And I think there is a good amount of money,
I don't think they can pay McGregor enough to take a fight like that, dude. I really don't.
McGregor's all about money at this point, dude. I mean, he's going to fight Pacquiao, for fuck's sakes. He's about to fight, yeah, Pacquiao. Oh, he got canceled?
He's got a UFC fight scheduled.
Oh, that's right. He's fighting fucking,
Some guy.
Yeah,
some guy.
No, I know the guy, too. I'm just drawing a blank. It's going to be a really good fight. Not Cerrone. Fucking,
He already fought Cerrone.
Yeah, he just fucking shoulder checks Cerrone in the next week.
In like 13 seconds.
Really? I've never seen Cerrone beat that bad. Like,
dude,
beat that
Cerrone quickly. Went in to go for like the clinch and fucking... Connor just sort of...
Just
jumped up
his rock
and
hard
shoulder right into him. Cerrone's like, I've never seen anything like it before.
And just completely stunned him. And then McGregor,
being
the great striker that he is, fucking just ba-ba. That was it.
I don't even think he had to hit him again.
I think he got him like one, maybe two more shots. It was almost instant.
So he legitimately shoulder checked him.
Yeah.
Holy
dude,
fuck.
You gotta look up the Cerrone-McGregor thing. It's crazy. And then, like, because then it was funny, because afterwards, Stephen A. Smith says some shit about it not being impressive and blah, 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 and Joe Rogan, like, goes fucking off, and then it starts this whole thing between them for, like, 3 weeks. It was highly entertaining. I doubt it was anything serious. They probably did it just for that purpose, but it was still entertaining nonetheless.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past either one of them.
Yeah, well, especially Stephen A. Smith. He's literally his brand. I mean, I very rarely agree with that guy on any sports. Sometimes, I mean. But his hate for the Cowboys can cloud his football judgment. But that's just my take on it, you know? I'm a realistic Cowboys fan.
You are a realistic Cowgirls fan. But
you're a Fader fan, dude. Don't be making fun of the Cowgirls when you're a Fader fan.
At least he's got a Super Bowl under his belt.
Yeah, San Diego Chokers, or Los Angeles Chokers.
Yeah, that sounded better as San Diego. I do miss that.
Yeah, I still sometimes say San Diego Chargers.
Me too.
I always just...
Dude, for like
man,
2 years,
my dad was talking
watching
mad,
like
my dad was talking mad
shit?
Shit yesterday. My dad was like, yeah, you know, I was watching my two favorite teams. I went one for one. I'm like, oh yeah, who's that? He's like, oh, you know, like... The Chargers, there's my one loss. I'm like, all right, well, who's your W? He's like, oh, Atlanta, because it's anybody playing the Raiders on Sunday. I'm like, you fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I get it. I understand. I used to.
You chose this life now.
I know. I used to come from that cloth, but at the same time, when the Spanos family said fuck San Diego, I can't support anything they've ever touched ever.
Yeah, the whole situation still is just fucking
can't do it.
Shit.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, Jake.
Don't kill the man.
What is he doing now?
He wants a shot.
He wants a shot.
Did y'all see where the Pope liked that booty pic on Instagram?
That was pretty damn funny. And now they're investigating it to see what happened and how it happened.
What happened is whoever had control of the Pope's account
liked
saw a big fat schoolgirl ass and liked it.
Yep. That is it right there.
You want to see the picture that he liked?
I would love to see the picture that he liked because I was curious. Oh, good.
I like
oh.
big butts and I cannot lie.
Oh, that's just... That is,
wow.
That's a lot of ass.
By the way, it's one of those where if you look at the picture, you can see the warping around her ass.
Oh,
that lets you know that ass is very photoshopped. Yeah. But imagine being that girl and, like, your Instagram notifications come up and there's a like from Pope John Francis.
Jesus.
Hey, everybody! Like, my ass is Pope approved!
It is holy.
Oh, my God.
Holy hole.
The holiest of holes. I have to wash my foreskin.
instead of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, it's the asshole, the gooch, and the puss. The puss.
The puss.
The puss.
The puss.
The puss.
The puss.
The puss.
Puss, puss.
No, I thought that was really funny. Like when that was very humorous.
I like it a big booty.
I'm a booby guy. I like boobs.
I do like boobs.
But don't get me wrong, my wife's got a nice ass, but I like boobs.
You know what I'm not into?
What?
Family time.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you know what else, man?
We're going back what? At that.
No, there's something we haven't talked about this podcast in quite a while.
What's that?
And when we first started, we set out to make it a part of every podcast. We've gotten away from that.
What is that?
Analingus.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at myself.
We walked right into that one.
I used to bring up the analingus,
well,
too.
Yeah. I've often wondered, you know, after another one of my friends confirmed that he too likes his butthole licked. I was like, well, why are we having this conversation? He informed me that since we've talked about angling this on the podcast, that I should know this information. So thank you, Joe. I appreciate that.
Way to call him out.
Really didn't need to know your wife licks your butthole. So,
don't knock it till you try it.
Oh, God. I don't even care if I'm getting, because he's the one that's really tried to sell me on it the most. He's like, dude, you just get her when she comes straight out of the shower and you straight fucking just bare your tongue right in her ass. And I was like, are you not listening to yourself, man? You just told me
you
to bury my tongue in someone's asshole. Like,
if you're eating vagina already, you're all...
You're
already hanging out in the neighborhood. You might as well stay for dinner.
This is... God!
You're there for the entree. You're there for the appetizer.
Oh, my
steak
God.
For the whole meal.
If your ass was a Chinese restaurant, I'd have the poo-poo platter.
Now, I mean, I try not to, you know, make fun of him, you know, too much about it because, you know, I've definitely put my penis in a fair share amount of booty holes, but in my tongue, nope.
Do you guys remember that time that Caitlin Bennett shit her pants?
That is really
I
funny.
Do not tongue punch
I often
fart
wonder
fart
if that's if that photo I've seen is real, because that was a lot of shit.
I've never been able to find it, but I mean, Avid calls her Boo Boo Bennett. You know, you can every time she's at a fucking campus and people start gathering around her, they start chanting shit like shit your pants,
that's
or
the best.
What was the other one I heard? I don't
know. She should probably just wear a diaper wherever she goes at this point.
She should probably just stop going anywhere.
She should. I was gonna say, like, she gets no sympathy for. Like, I'm not encouraging anybody to harass or just like threaten her or attack her. But at the same time, like, the only reason she's like getting this attention and this following is because people are reacting to her. I mean, imagine if just her fucking dipshit followers showed up. You're gonna get, what, 5 or 10 simps? Congratulations, Caitlin, man, you're really good. Like, it's not gonna... the liberals are giving her more power by fucking reacting to her as much as they do. And the way that
she's living rent-free inside of their head.
I mean, I clown on her because she's... Like I said, I'm an atheist, and she's like... talked about Trump ushering in the kingdom of God. So, yeah, I'm going to clown your fucking ass.
I liked her a lot until I saw that she made a shirt that said, Trump is my king. I was like, wow.
Yeah, and that surprises me that's the thing that broke you on her, because she, like, I can name about 20 other things she did before that maybe go.
I just love her stance on Second Amendment, and she's very smart and knowledgeable on the Second Amendment.
No, she's not.
Wait, whoa.
He just tried to argue that Caitlin Bennett is smart and knowledgeable on the Second Amendment. Just because you read the Constitution that I have on my shelf doesn't mean you fucking know it.
That one right back there on the counter. Listen, for the fucking record, if you hear the snide little giggling there, it's because Jake knows that he doesn't believe what he just fucking said.
No, he's just trying to, like, you know, light fire into my asshole.
He knows full well he just triggered two vets.
Yeah, because I can't, nothing sets me off more than civilians in this country. I don't care who, I don't care if you were a Coast Guard or Air Force veteran, you still have more weapons training than a fucking civilian does in boot camp, so...
Jason, love you.
I have a happier story here.
Yes, please.
Have y'all ever heard of Young Gravy?
No.
Was that like Young Thug?
No, that's the you know his music. Like in,
hey, we have some gravy in our fridge. I don't think it's Young Thug.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So Young Gravy started smashing with this porn star.
Good for him.
Now, the porn star got kids, because she's an older one, and these kids were getting bullied at school.
Of course.
Because her mom is in porn.
Yeah, I mean...
But after Gravy started dicking her down, they stopped getting picked on, because everybody thought, how cool is it that your mom's fucking Young Gravy. Young Gravy has that anti-bullying dick!
That's amazing. You know what? Like,
and so, shout out to Young Gravy and his anti-bullying dick.
Yeah, seriously. Good
changing
you,
lives, bro.
Seriously. Like, as somebody who was bullied, like, relentlessly in elementary school, that shit sucks. And then it makes you kind of a bitter person for a while through high school. And you're not exactly a pleasant... Like, it's amazing me and Matt actually became friends in high school, because I was not a pleasant fucking person. So...
That's true.
No, I know that.
Me and you would have gotten along in high school, I think.
Yeah, I was really bitter and angry, and I didn't treat a lot of people very well.
I was stoned.
Yeah, when I was stoned, I was great, but when I was fucking sober, I was not a pleasant person.
Hey!
But, you know...
I think I would have punched you when you were sober, but then we would have gotten smoked and been fine.
Probably.
So, my Madden game last night, the stream got fucking copyright claimed.
What?
Yeah. And it's no longer, copyright claim. Your video has been blocked in some countries. MLDF Titans at Ravens. A copyright owner using Content ID has claimed some material in your video.
What the fuck?
As a result, your video has been blocked in some countries. This means that your video is still up on YouTube, but people in some countries may not be able to view it. Copyright content, champion is all it says. Claimed by WMG. So my video is now no longer available in Cuba, Iran, North Korea, and Syria. All hotbeds of Madden football, obviously.
Yeah, we're definitely... I mean, you guys were talking politics between you and Kyle, were you?
Bro, hold on. That video was only on...
For like 8 minutes, right? That first one?
Yeah, because I switched it over
to
my Kyle fucking...
Oh, see, okay, now that's even weirder. That's really... Now I understand. That's fucking even weirder, because I remember the first video there, because that's the one I loaded into. I watched their whole game yesterday.
There's only 7 minutes and 37 seconds, and they got a fucking copyright claim.
That's so fucking weird.
It had to be because part of it was in the main menu, and it was playing music. But, like, that fucking video has two views.
Two views.
Like, why?
Why?
Who's wasting their time copyright claiming it?
Yeah, that's just...
Champions.
Who the...
Was it you, Jake?
Yep.
I had to get those
two views, dude. I'm trying to make money on YouTube now.
Wow. In the last 28 days, you know which one of my videos, which one of my streams had the longest watch time? Mm-hmm. Ravens at Colts. Yeah. 121 minutes consecutive concurrent running time. Or watch time.
Nice.
I've watched your last two games, I think.
watched you play Kyle and him, and I watched you play him. I watched you play your brother, but then once it started to get blown out, I was like, oh,
I played angry in that last game because I was pissed.
Yeah, after what happened the first time around, I understood that. That would have even derailed me.
Because, honestly, the way everything was going at the time,
good.
I think I would have been able to win.
The flow was going good for you. Like,
I think I would have been able to win. I was locking him down on defense. He wasn't able to stop me very well.
And maybe the Colts just aren't your team. Maybe you just
I just picked a team. I picked a team that only had one other team player in the conference.
Yeah. I don't want to hear a fucking thing about fucking football, okay?
Two times.
I don't want to hear a fucking thing about PlayStation football.
Well, now you have to play the Texans guy, but I don't think he's kind of average for what I hear.
By the way, when you're kicking, when it comes up to the top, you know, and then comes back down, when it comes up to the top, double tap.
Double tap.
Kyle hadn't hit a field goal all year. He was 4 of 5 last night. Once we started double tapping at the top.
Oh, what?
Yeah, see, I mean, I think I double-tapped because the one field goal I made this year against David, which turned out to be the one I won by, fucking, I panicked, fucking hit it, and then, you know, hit below.
Cero, miro. Cero, miro.
Too sweet.
All right.
But,
it's right here, man. All right,
huh? Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to play Famous Birthdays and call this a podcast.
Sounds good to me. All
right. Famous Birthdays today.
November 30th.
All right. We're going to start this one off with Ben Stiller.
Hmm. Interesting.
Ben Stiller.
He's gotta be worth a good amount of money.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I gotta say $275 million, and I think he's 52.
I think he's older than that, actually. I think he is 61. And I think he's worth about $330 million. Yeah.
Jake, mom?
54. And $80 million. Baby, mom? Ben Stiller.
What?
Ben Stiller.
Oh, I don't know.
You're not playing? Okay, well, you should have said that before I fucking said your name. Go ahead.
Ben Stiller is 55 years old and worth $200 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jay got the age, you got the weight.
I was 52 for age.
He said 54.
All right. Former greatest athlete on the planet, Bo Jackson.
Oh.
Bo Sip. Bo Cephas.
Bo knows.
59.
Bo knew everything.
He's dead?
And
he's alive, dude.
$18 million. I don't think it's worth that much.
I'm going to say 57. And say $12 million.
Bo Jackson. I'm going to say 56 and $20 million.
He is 58 and he is worth $25 million.
We split it.
$1 million.
I like how we split that.
Nice. Since I was thinking, I'm like, man, he cannot be over 60.
Oh, no. Well, me and my dad were just talking about it the other day, how Bo was only a few years older than him.
I remember when he was running halfway up walls, dude. That was fucking rad.
I don't want to do this one because only Jason's going to know who she is, but happy birthday to Trinity Fatu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Not going to go ahead and do that one, though, because you have no clue who that is. You have no clue who that is. That's Naomi from WWE.
Nope.
But even then, you probably still don't know who that is.
I do a little, but not a lot.
Married to one of the Usos. Oh, man, there's not a lot in here. War Machine.
Piece of shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. You guys know who War Machine is?
Yeah, the MMA fighter that beat the fuck out of his girlfriend when he was in prison.
Christy Mack.
Christy Mack, there you go, that's the name.
Yeah, I don't really want to do War Machine.
Yeah, no.
Fuck War Machine.
Fuck him. Oh, man.
Yeah, there's not really much else. What the fuck? Apparently this person's 30.
Holy shit. Okay.
Whoa.
That can't be Benjamin Button syndrome or some shit?
No, I'm... God damn, I still think something.
I'm glad you're done with that, baby.
Probably something that edge my brain.
Oh, we do have one more. Billy Idol. In the midnight hour!
Ow!
Jake, Mom, how old is Billy Idol?
Fucking really old.
That's true.
Billy Idol, Jesus. 68 and... $212.5 million.
Okay, that was a strange flex, but okay.
I wanted to end on a high note.
How did you say again? 68?
68 and 212.5.
All right, you gotta throw in the point five. Billy is 72. And he's worth $152 million.
Holy shit. Wait, who? Billy Idol.
64 million.
Billy is 65 and worth $50 million.
Damn. Damn, you got a vote.
Damn.
Fucker.
I was way off.
Because I'm a wedding singer, and I'm like, okay, so he had to have been like 40 in that. And that's just like...
Fuck you. Fuck you, William Idol.
I remember him in Wedding Singer. So
I thought he was like 50 in that.
65 and 68 ain't that bad.
I do technically have one more that might work.
Ooh. All right, let's see.
Steve Aoki.
Oh, okay.
Oh, DJ Aoki.
You know, before he was a DJ, he was actually the lead vocalist for a hardcore band.
No.
Yep. I'll say 48, 15 million.
I will say 40. And what? How much did you say?
I said 48 and 15.
I think he's worth more than 15 million. I think, I'm going to say like
I don't know.
40 million.
Jake, you got anything on this one?
Steve Aoki. Fuck, I don't know his age. The last time I saw him, he was a little salt and pepper. I'm going to say, 44, but he's a fucking really well-known DJ. I'm going to say like 300 million.
Steve Aoki is... Forty-three.
I was closest on that one. Then 43.
And he's worth $100 million.
Nice. I was way off.
I was closer than Jake was. Hey, I got one. I got both on one. Woo!
Honorable mention: Mark Twain and Winston Churchill, both born November 30th.
Well, right on.
So, my mom just texted me. I already knew, but I mean, they're decommissioning the BHR, so.
The what?
But the ship I was on, it's being decommed. It finally announced it. Yeah. I mean, you knew it was coming, yeah.
It's on the first part. Why don't you put a little water in
shit, yeah, I hope that guy does a lot of time in jail. Probably, well, I mean, you can't do something like that.
Report it first.
I'm gonna mix it now.
Yeah, in my opinion.
It's also Leonardo DiCaprio's father's birthday.
Interesting. Strange flex, but okay.
Wait, why is Tim Leary trending?
Tim Leary.
Why does that name sound
like Steve? Well, one of Trump's lawyers trending because he went on Newsmax and talked about executing the former head of DHS. It literally said execute.
All right, guys. I think that's where we're going to call it. We're just over an hour. Getting back into the normal format, but we hope you enjoyed last week's poker episode. We'll definitely be playing poker again.
Yes.
That was fun for us.
Definitely love playing poker.
And we will definitely be having our Christmas Day tournament on the air.
Yeah. I think we're going to do that live on Twitch.
Okay.
Live on Twitch.
I like that.
If somebody sends the camera...
Fucking send the camera!
You shit kid!
Shit fucking kid!
I don't have to listen to any of you fuckers.
Alright.
Oh, God.
For the moms... live from Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
For Jason.
Ola.
For Jayco.
You shiny pieces of shit, people.
And, you know, prolapse or don't prolapse your anus.
At your pleasure.
Yeah,
whatever
really
fits your butt, man.
It's up to you, man.
I heard plastic surgery's pretty good these days, so they can fix your butt.
By the way, you might have noticed we currently have no ads running, so if you want to... donate to the podcast like the moms do. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get to be on the podcast like the moms do. But we can work something out. I mean...
We can totally have...
You,
squeeze something in.
You can totally buy airtime on the podcast. I'll upload whatever.
But if you want to donate, we're more than glad to have people on occasionally to say hi.
We do ask that you do your fapping before...
And don't fucking stop yelling at us all the time! Go!
Fuck!